WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday tariffs will likely increase inflation. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says that sentiment not popular with President Trump.
The president firing back, criticizing Powell and saying that he needs to lower interest rates. All of this comes as the president continues his negotiations with other countries on trade, meeting with Japanese officials yesterday. Later today, he'll be meeting with the Italian prime minister. So far, no deals yet.
The White House says there is evidence that Kilmar Abrego Garcia belonged to a gang. He's the Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador, where he remains in a prison despite a Supreme Court order to facilitate his return. A federal judge also found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for defying his order to turn deportation flights around. Eli Lilly says its weight loss pill cut blood sugar averages by more than 1% in late-stage trials. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania State Police say the man accused of firebombing the governor's mansion in Harrisburg on the first night of Passover called them with a confession that he did it because of Governor Josh Shapiro's support for Israel and its war with Hamas. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
A newly released search warrant application said Cody Balmer called 911 less than an hour after the arson attack, identifying himself by name and telling the operator Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people. Shapiro, who is Jewish, was asked today if he was targeted because of his faith.
The prosecutors will ultimately determine what motivated this. I think what we're trying to do is find the good in society.
While in custody, investigators say Balmer told them had he encountered Shapiro, he would have beaten him with his hammer.
It's been nearly two decades since there was a Republican governor of New York, but Representative Lee Stefanik is considering a run. She was President Trump's nominee to serve as UN ambassador. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers dismissed Detroit.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Reese Hoskins and Christian Yelich.
Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon, center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Buck center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, showers, thundershowers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. What does that mean for local businesses? We'll talk about that. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning, 706, 92.7 WMDX. Uh-oh. With John Peterson, Gordy Young.
What's Jim out there in Germantown talking about? Off the air, what's up?
I don't know. Jim, explain some more to us. Well, if he can't hear us, how can he respond? Catherine is on the phone here this
Catherine
morning.
Is on the phone? Yeah. All right, well. Yeah.
Let's find out what's happening. Yeah, what's on her mind?
Maybe there's something going on.
I thought you were going to just say that she's on the phone, but not listen to her.
Oh. Good morning, Catherine. What's up?
Oh, good morning. I missed the first hour, so I just wanted to get the recap. I turned off my alarm at 5:30 this morning because I didn't sleep until then.
Oh, no.
Because I'm still sick. Yeah, it's a bad night.
Well, you missed a great segment on Busted Pencils. Here.
Do you want to hear the recap?
Do we have the music for that?
We need our AI music for
this is AI interpreting our last half hour.
Okay. Here we go.
A whole hour, actually.
All right. Here it is. The title is A1 Sauce, High Fives, and Harvard Stand. So this recaps our first hour. John and Gordy tackle a whirlwind of topics from quirky national days like High Five and Cheeseball Day to the serious clash between Harvard University and the Trump administration.
Wow.
The episode brings humor with a mix-up over AI and A1 sauce, questioning the state of educational leadership. Meanwhile,
Harvard's bold resistance against government overreach prompts a wider discussion on academic freedom and the institutional integrity. As protests spark across campuses, the show highlights the fight against curricular control and the defense of universities from political influence, blending lighthearted banter with critical societal issues.
You know, AI didn't mention Dr. Tim Slucker, but that's why we were talking about
that's
those,
why we're talking about
those topics.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's what you missed.
I question the word curricular. I don't know about that word.
You don't think that's curriculum? A word?
I'm sure it is, but I just it stuck out. I know
it stood out for me, but it's right there, and it's from AI.
Well, yeah, you
knows.
Think? Do you think AI is inventing new words now?
Oh, maybe.
I know. Well, maybe. Could
is that
be.
One of those hiccups or what do they call hallucinations? Is that what they call it? Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I got nothing else. I just wanted to say I did hear a little bit of Tim Slucker, and I love him. I think that's just amongst your best stuff all week. I love when Tim Slucker from Busted Pencils comes on.
I love it too.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank.
He opens up, man. You know, he talks about education the way an educator should.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, we hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, check and see if drive over to Germantown, see why we're off the air there, okay, if you can.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hydrate. Get those electrolytes going. Okay. All right. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival. She's the artistic director, and we'll have another pair of tickets to give away to one of the films that's showing during the Film Fest. And also, we'll check in with Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus about the latest issue with that terrific cover photo. Yeah. Also, I want to find out the story behind that.
Quote from John Peterson.
And okay, we're gonna ask her about the protest at noon on the Library Mall,
right?
To try to get the UW to participate in this very important nationwide movement to join all the colleges together and fight the Trump attempts to stifle universities.
Yes.
It's called the Big Ten Mutual Defense Compact. So that's what they want the UW to join, and they haven't really said anything yet. You know, they acquiesced pretty quick with the Republican legislature by getting rid of DEI, just like that, blink of an eye. That didn't settle well with anybody, actually. Why don't we get to another comment from the Harvard professor that we heard from last hour.
Okay.
It is Professor Andrew Crespo, and this we didn't get to yet. It's cut 162. Talking about what's happening with the administration and Harvard.
Okay.
Professor, what's your reaction to all of this, including the latest Truth Social post by the president?
I think the president's post makes clear what this is all really about. Donald Trump wants to control what is taught in America's universities. He wants to try to use all of the tools of the federal government to break the backs of these institutions unless they parrot his own preferred ideology. This is a page straight out of authoritarian playbooks. If you look across history and across the globe, when people come into power who wants to try to maintain and control power in a way that's contrary to the basic norms of a constitutional democracy, they attack some of the core institutions of civil society. They attack the press, they attack the courts, they attack the legal profession, and they attack universities. And that's what's happening here, and the president isn't even pretending about it. His Truth Social message makes clear that he wants to change what he views as the ideology of what's being taught at American universities and make it more to his liking. He wants them to be following the Trump syllabus instead of the syllabi that have been created by these universities over the past century that have made them the shining example of what higher education should look like in the world. He's going to break the back of American universities if he persists this way, but I'm proud to see that universities like Harvard are standing tall and saying this is a red line. You cannot have the federal government trying to tell people what to teach inside of our universities. It violates the First Amendment. It violates the laws of our country, and it is flat out dangerous authoritarian moves.
Yeah, I guess he summed it up right there, huh?
So
again, if you want to protest, go down to the Library Mall here on campus and ask the UW to join the Big Ten Mutual Defense Compact. It's very important to
do
that.
And that's today, right?
That is today, yes. Make it on down there at noon, all right?
Okay.
I also have a cut here. This is really fantastic. This is Marquette Warriors coach Steve Carr. And he wore a Harvard basketball shirt during the game. And the Warriors won, by the way. But this was at the press conference. This is cut 180. And let's listen to what he had to say. This is great stuff.
Tommy Hammaker is a friend of mine, Harvard coach. And he sent me the shirt. Actually, we practiced there in Boston in November. And he gave me the shirt and felt like a great day to wear it. I believe in academic freedom. I think it's crucial for all of our institutions to be able to handle their own business the way they want to, and they should not be shaken down and told what to teach, what to say by our government. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but it's kind of par for the course right now. So, yes, this is me supporting Harvard. Way to go. Way to stand up to the bully.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Again, that's Marquette Curry, Warriors coach Steve
Kerr. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones.
All right. Sure. We have Dick up there.
Mm-hmm. He's waiting patiently. Dick, good morning. What do you got for us today?
Something that the president's selling. Have you heard about it?
Well,
make your
make your weight great again scale. It's cheap, chintzy looking with the same gold plating as the Oval Office. And if you act now, we'll throw in a special Mr. Pillow free. You know, that old friend of mine, Mike Lindell, I'm trying to help him out.
I'm so sorry for him.
I went from slightly over 6 feet tall and 231 down to 204 when I used this scale. So, you know, all this is a result of my last checkup. The doctor had one of my scales.
You think they're worried maybe about getting beheaded or something like that if they resist and actually, you know, tell people what he really weighed? It's hard to imagine.
Oh, my God.
I guess
a friend of mine listens to nothing but sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And he said they rarely get political. Early in the week when that came out, he said they were just nothing, nonstop, but talking about that. I mean, 6'4", body fat of 4%.
Yes, I know. It's unbelievable, right? It really is, truly.
Oh, he's a Greek god, no doubt about it. I get a hold of one of those scales. It helped for me.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it just proves that a lot of those pictures, they're not doctored. They're not A1 pictures of him as a superhero or a Rambo-style warrior.
Yeah. What did I hear Stephanie Miller say? The shadow of his ass weighs 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. All right, that is great stuff. All right,
thank you for that. Let's go to Mark. He's on the line this morning. 608-879-8255 is our number. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, you were talking about Harvard earlier, and I brushed up my history a little bit last night. That's something I picked up from Sarah Vowell's book, Wardy's Shipmates, is about the Puritans of New England. Apparently Harvard was actually established as an Orthodox Christian institution by people who thought were actually not really Orthodox Christian thinkers, but they separated from England and went there, and it was secularized, I guess, in the 19th century by the students themselves. Part of it was, you know, that the reason they founded it is to control thought. I mean, they didn't like the fact that people were thinking religiously on their own, which is ironic considering the fact that they were the whole separatist thing from the Church of England and from the Church of Rome, and, you know, not wanting to adhere to the orthodoxy of the time. And Trump apparently wants to reestablish some kind of political orthodoxy in this country where everybody knew their place. I mean, the women knew their place was in the kitchen and the bedroom and birthing babies and taking care of their man, who was the sole voice in the house that had any authority. And that it is just, despicable that Trump is trying to do that stuff. I mean, that it is just, you know, controlling people's thought has no place in a democracy. And yes, we're a democratic republic, you know, that's for all, you know, for all the real megas out there. Yes, we are a democratic republic, and republics have representative government. And you guys don't like it? Well, maybe you should just all haul your asses over to Russia. Maybe that's what we should just fund a flight and send all 30, you know, however, millions of them want to go to Russia, you go to Russia and kiss Putin's butt.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Appreciate the comment. It's just an amazing stuff. And remember what I mentioned yesterday, too, the Trump executive order that he passed a while back allows him to, you know, declare this aliens.
The aliens and, I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Aliens Act.
Yes, he put that in place so a little bit later he can declare it martial law,
right,
which is something that he can do on Easter Day.
That's what they're talking about, yes, which is this Sunday. Yeah.
And that means he can deport American citizens to El Salvador if they want.
Yes. 19 minutes past the hour, and we're going to get an update on weather with WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up next on John and Gordy.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Get ready to sizzle this Easter. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere at Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with flowers as beautiful as she is. Waterloo Blooms hand arranges fresh, stunning bouquets with care, delivered straight to her door in Waterloo, Madison, and beyond, with same-day delivery available. Order now at waterloobooms.com.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah, Freddie Cannon,
yes.
WMDX 92.7, woo. John and Gordy in the morning, and Sam's going to be leaving the state here in a few moments. What's the deal?
You're going down to Illinois?
I was wondering what the weather was going to be, and apparently it's got chances of storms tonight, but Brittany can explain that a little more later. The reason I'm heading down south is I've got a... One of my many wild, weird interests is old printing technology.
Yes.
And I'm going to pick up this, it's called a spirit duplicator. It's the kind of things that they used in schools back in the day before copiers.
Yes.
And like if you got a test or an assignment or
it's
something.
A mimeograph machine.
Fresh off the press. It would smell like this sweet purple ink on
it. Was nice.
Yes.
It was so nice.
Yes.
That's right. And John is really excited that I'm going to pick up this machine so he can huff all the chemicals.
Yes. Well, I remember it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was in the nurse's office at the time and I didn't feel good. I was lying down and I saw that ink paper in the wastebasket.
Yeah.
I pulled it out and it smelled so good.
Yeah.
That I licked all the ink off that.
Did it taste good too?
Yes, it didn't. Well, it didn't taste bad because I licked the whole sheet clean.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the nurse was not too happy. And
did you get sicker or did it make you better?
I think the school was checking to see if they were ready for a lawsuit.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently had lead in it because that's why. I am like I am
today.
Yeah,
that explains a lot. Hey, we got to get to Brittany Merlot here in just a moment. Yes. But first, let me remind everybody that this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained the same throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East and West. And go to Verlo.com for more information. Now it's time for WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, all those things we did when we were in school.
Yeah, the old days.
Did you get the mimeograph copies? Did you ever get those things where they just smelled wonderful? You know, when they passed them out in class.
She doesn't know. I think that's a little before her time.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know when they dropped out, when they stopped using that stuff. You know,
like the 1970s.
We were just sniffing glue or something back in my day, I remember. Right.
Too many kids were licking the ink off the sheets.
Not give anybody any ideas.
Not at all.
I know. It's bad. Bad stuff.
I'm spreading grass seed all over my lawn today because I'm, you know, because of your advice, it's going to start raining. So I'm depending on your weather forecast today to make sure that I'm doing everything right.
Yes.
Well, I think you are because, I mean, even last night, there was a major bird migration. 166 million birds were flying here to the Midwest. So I think that's a sign spring is really here.
Cool. Yes.
Really? Spread the grass seed, you know, get ready for the nicer weather, all of that. So it's exciting. Exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Do birds like grass seed? Maybe they're going to attack your lawn.
They do love grass seed. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly.
Maybe that's why they're coming.
Yeah.
You spread the grass seed.
Guess I said too much. You know?
Way to go.
Maybe they caught some of those radio airwaves and they understand what we're saying. I don't know.
They probably do. Oh, goodness. All right. So well, you know what else is coming? Storms, too.
Oh, boy. Well, tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So we've got a low pressure system targeting the state. First, it's going to bring us a warm front. Then it's going to smack us with a cold front. So we're going to have multiple rounds of showers and storms. And all of this is going to be starting this afternoon. So the clouds are already here. The temperatures are in those upper 30s. We are going to see the winds get a bit breezy, too, gusting around 30 miles per hour out of the south. So still a high fire danger in place this afternoon before the rain arrives. High temperatures will reach those low 60s, and then the scattered showers and storms, mainly starting after 2. Now, we're not looking at any of them to really be strong to severe, maybe just some gusty winds, light hail there. And then overnight, some of those could be on the stronger to maybe severe side of things. As they roll through the overnight hours, we could get some bigger hail and gustier winds. And of course, about a half an inch of rain is expected as all of these roll through. So it should wind down early Friday morning. We'll get a little bit of a break, and then we really spike in temperatures tomorrow afternoon. We're looking at low to mid 70s potentially.
Nice.
So
nice. Fine.
That
I love
kind of
it.
Heat.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But we still got the cold front that needs to move through.
Yeah.
So it may or may not spark up some more scattered showers Friday afternoon and into the evening. But that'll clear on out of here. Gives us a beautiful Saturday with highs in the upper 50s and still partly sunny into Sunday with the low 50s.
Excellent.
Now, we're not talking about anything that could go tornadic, are we? I mean, this is severe. I know last week was severe weather awareness week, but we're still kind of in the zone here for possible severe weather. Any of that happening in this mix? I mean, when we get to hail, when we talk about hail, I mean, that's kind of a heads up, right?
Exactly. It really is. And especially as we go into Friday, if we do really get that warm, we are going to be with that little risk of some tornadoes pushing through as well. I think it's going to stay more east of you.
Okay.
But of course, you're right on that line. So just keep a heads up and pay attention just in case. So again, that'll be Friday afternoon and into the evening for those strongest.
Okay.
Boy, I sure hope that I don't get sucked into a tornado with my car. Like, I get blown around just driving down the highway.
Are you going in the VW bug?
I am.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, I don't have two cars down here.
Okay.
All right, we've got to get to a call here. We have Jill on the line. So, Brittany, thank you for that weather forecast. I'm looking forward to spreading grass seed this afternoon.
Okay.
Let's just clear the way here. Let's go to Jill.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Brittany. That's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I don't know if we got time for Joe right now. We got less than a minute and a half.
We got a minute and a half. Let's go to Joe.
Joe is right on top of it. She can tell us. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, sure. I'll be brief. First up, I would recommend a kitty litter in the back of your VW van as your car as you're heading down south. Just get a little extra weight back there.
Right.
I did want to say that you have this through line going through your discussion today, Dick's idea of the Trump scale that says exactly what you want it to say. I think that's going to be the first business success the guy ever had. I would love a scale that would say exactly what I want it to say. And that gets into this idea that Mark called about, which is the idea of political orthodoxy. So what Trump is saying to Harvard is, you will say what I want you to say.
Yeah.
And what gets great about it is this unwillingness to make any sense of maybe we have it wrong. Maybe we don't have it completely right, like the dear A1 gal, you know?
Yep.
I couldn't admit I had it wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's good. All right, Joe.
Joe, thank you for that comment.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. 729, when we come back, we'll talk to Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival and give away a pair of tickets to one of those films. And also, a little bit later on this hour, Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. All happening on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Thursday. We had the chance to meet scientist, inventor, and animal expert Dr. Temple Grandin while she was speaking at the UW-Madison campus. She tells us about her newest experiment next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Dr. Temple Grandin is a professor at Colorado State University, and she works with young professionals to help them see through the eyes of the animals that they're working with. This helps handlers better understand animal behavior to keep the livestock calm and safe. She's been doing visual experiments with horses to give people an idea of how animals think.
Well, one of my students recently did a study, name is Megan Corgan, which may explain why sometimes a horse just spooks for no reason. And we took a children's play set that has a little swing and a slide for a toddler. Now, when you think about it, when you rotate that 90 degrees, that slide looks really, really different. So she walked horses past this little colorful children's play set until they no longer stopped, no longer looked at it. And when the play set was rotated, it became a new object. You see, we would look at it and go, it's a kid's toy. Horse doesn't know it's a kid's toy.
Keep that in mind the next time you get frustrated while working with cattle or horses. Dr. Temple Grandin taking some time with us. I've got more farm news coming your way.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
11 Wisconsin businesses are getting a Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant. The goal is to help grow the local food economy. Some of the projects that are going to benefit from state dollars include building a demonstration farm and processing facility, raising local lamb to replace imported lamb meat, and expanding maple syrup production. You can see the list of companies and projects at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're on our website, don't forget to follow along with us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report and Instagram at MWF Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, showers, thundershowers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to?
Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Saturday morning, I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Well, we have a president like that now, micromanaging an entire country with his weird, wacky ideas.
Well, let's set aside politics for just a few minutes here.
No, I can't do that.
Come on, John.
All right, I'll try.
It's John and Gordy in the morning, along with producer Sam. It's 7:35. Temperatures today will get into the 60s, but look for some rain developing. Actually, at the moment, downtown Madison, we have some sunshine breaking through the clouds. But again, highs in the 60s for today. Time for us to welcome in Kara Ogborn from the Milwaukee Film Festival. She's the artistic director there. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here. We're also going to give away a pair of tickets. And in fact, right now, if you text us the word, the word is beer.
We couldn't think of a word, so I asked John, what do you think of when you think of Milwaukee?
Yes.
Because this is the Milwaukee Film Festival. And he said beer, so our word today is beer.
And we just found out from Kara that both of the theaters that are showing the movies, the Oriental and the Downer, serve beer.
They serve
beer.
That's
beer
fantastic.
Is the word. Get the Civic Media app, get it going, and you can text us the word beer, and we will select a winner for a pair of tickets to the film festival, your choice of the movies. Good morning, Kara. Again, we're glad to have you with us. Give us an overview of the film festival. First of all, it starts up next week, right? Goes from when?
One week away from opening night. The festival starts on the 24th with the film Sally, a documentary about Sally Ride made by a Milwaukee native filmmaker, Christina Costantini, and a block party that takes over that space at North and Farwell, where around the Oriental. And then two straight weeks of movies at the Oriental and Downer, over 200 films.
Wow.
More films than you can possibly see.
Yes.
I challenge you.
Okay, we'll take that challenge. We're going to take off a couple of weeks, Gordy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to take off 2 weeks.
Yes. What the heck? All right. Well, let's talk about, I think this precedes the film festival, doesn't it? The retrospective for David Lynch at the Oriental Theater on Farwell. Yeah, mm-hmm. let's talk about that.
Yeah.
In addition to the film festival, Milwaukee Film operates the Oriental and Downer theaters year-round. And, you know, upon learning of David Lynch's passing, we thought it appropriate to honor his legacy and show basically as many of his films as we possibly could. So we have two more coming. Mulholland Drive and Inland Empire will round out the series. Mm. Two, I would say, of his best, but I'm biased.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, it is going to feature Blue Velvet. And it's an old Bobby Vinton song, which I hated more than anything in my life because it was on all the time and it didn't fit in with the rock and roll I wanted to hear in Top 40 radio at the time. But it made me like Blue Velvet, actually. And the movie is really surreal in so many ways, a little brutal, a little violent. But it wasn't as bad as some of the other movies that I think. Oh, we had a cat walk by your screen there.
Yeah. Watching you.
Constantly.
The tail. And then Wild at Heart, which was an interesting movie as well. But Twin Peaks, Fire Walk, everybody talks about that. It's one of those controversial films. You know, it's really good, I thought, in the beginning. But I didn't know what happened at the end, which is what was that was the impression I had with Twin Peaks too. I didn't understand the ending to Twin Peaks, and I watched every season. So
it's David Lynch for
you.
That's right?
David Lynch.
Yeah,
that's David Lynch. Exactly.
Yeah, it is. All right, now let's get into the actual film festival because there are a lot of great films. Let's talk about some of the ones that deal with Wisconsin. What about there's a Brady Spree documentary? Brady Spree?
Yeah. So it's a new documentary. I believe that the public world premiere is at our festival. This is a film that comes out of UWM's Doc UWM program with Sean Kafer as the director of that program and of the film. And it tells the story about the history of Brady Street, kind of through its initial immigrant rises, its initial population surges, the kinds of industry that built up around Brady Street with tanneries, and then the changes that have undergone the neighborhood through different kind of moments of change. We were talking a little about you being at some of those Brady Street festivals.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see that in the film, but also what's happening today on Brady Street, which continues to, of course, be like a vibrant through line for the city. A lot of history and cool shops always. I think there's always been cool stuff on Brady.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. It was quite the festival. A lot of strange people showed up for the Brady Street Festival. Does any of that go on today? Is that still kind of continued? Do they have the head shops?
That's much more normal and happens kind of all over, right?
Oh, right. So, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's
right.
True.
I mean, weirdness has infused everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Brady Street Festival, they're planning a couple of upcoming new festivals through their bid. I know that I've been seeing on my social media for the summer. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, great.
It's a good way to sort of think about streets. I'm sure Madison has similar kinds of streets that have always kind of had vibrancy and life.
State Street.
This is ours.
Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting right from one of those places.
Exactly.
State Street. Kara, I wanted to ask you about the one about Wisconsin Dells. It's just called Dells, right?
Yeah. So, the film is called The Dells. When you're going to our program book or online, alphabetical, can't miss it. The mm-hmm. Dells. This is Nellie Kluze's documentary. It's a pretty verite-style documentary that explores the world of the J-1 visa, young people who come mm-hmm. to work at the Dells and basically make the water park capital come alive and thrive in the summer for tourists and, from around the state and around the country to have a good time. And it really explores kind of their life, mm-hmm. which I think one doesn't get to see. What does it look like to come to the Wisconsin Dells mm-hmm. in the Wisconsin, a state in the United States you may never have thought of living in Bulgaria or other places, and living there and working there and experiencing a version of the American dream.
Well, actually, Gordy worked there for quite a while.
Having been in the Dells a number of years over my life, I know the J-1 mm-hmm. students, they come to get jobs and to live there and work there, and they're housed there. And many times they don't speak the language sometimes, and there's some issues there. I know during the pandemic, some of them got stuck in the Dells, and mm-hmm. their visas ran out. They couldn't go anywhere. They didn't have places to live. It was really quite an experience. I'm sure that's an interesting movie. I'd like to check it out myself.
Yeah, I wonder if you're in it, from the...
I don't think I'm in it, but I think they would have notified me. But
you would have known.
Perhaps, yeah. Give us another couple of your picks here.
There's kind of a new movie there. Death of a Unicorn is going to be featured, the Paul Rudd film.
So Death of a Unicorn is actually showing now in the theater. It'll end when the festival starts because we take it over with even more new films, right? There's new films every day.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we want to remind our listeners, if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to one of the films at the festival, you can text us the word beer, okay? That's the easy word to remember, beer. You can get on the Civic Media app and text us there or at 608-879-8255.
Yeah. What are some of the movies that you think people might be interested in watching?
Absolutely. So we don't have a movie about beer this year, but we do have a movie about cocktails. It's called Bar, and it follows bartenders from around the country participating in the Bar 5 program, which is kind of a training school certification for mixologists. Mm-hmm. If you love Top Chef, you'll love this. And you watch kind of the craft and the art, but also the science and the history of cocktails kind of come together in bar, playing the first, mostly the first weekend of the festival. And the filmmaker will be in attendance from the Bay Area for that one. I also love to talk about the film. It's called Slice of Life, The American Dream in Former Pizza Huts. It's a film that's about Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut's rise, Pizza Hut's iconic architecture, mm-hmm. and then businesses that have taken over former Pizza Huts to make a new kind of community, whether it's a marijuana shop in Colorado, a queer-friendly church in Florida, there's a karaoke bar, there's restaurants of all shapes and sizes. The filmmakers will also be here for that. They tell me, and it didn't make the film, but the most interesting former Pizza Hut in the Milwaukee area is a veterinary clinic.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they did downsize, wow. I believe, and became more of a drive-through or more of a delivery service yeah. than it is a restaurant. That's why they abandoned a lot of these buildings.
There's a, you know, corporate conglomerations, yeah. you know, higher-ups, changing yep. efficiencies. You know, and of course, the pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of businesses. So more kind of car and pickup culture. Except for the historic theaters, we still hold on to the value of the communal, watching a horror movie and gasping with others, watching a comedy and laughing with others. These things remain pretty important to us.
Well, you know, what's really important is seeing these movies in these great theaters, the Downer yeah. Theater and the Oriental. I mean, these yeah. are really classic, fantastic theaters in Milwaukee. Could you fill us in on that?
You know, you know, as a nonprofit, it was important for us to kind of preserve history while also continuing to provide great movies mm-hmm. every single day and modern amenities like beer at the movie theaters. best popcorn in town. We've got brewer's yeast, you know, really trying to make theater going. You remember what theater going used to be yeah. In the 1920s when the Oriental Theater opened. You know, people would get dressed up. This was your social activity for the week. Now, you might see more people in Uggs and sweatpants than gowns, but still a great way to escape your everyday life, see the life of someone else, travel the world. And the film festival does all that like for 2 weeks, jam packed.
We're talking with Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival. A couple of music movies here that I wanted to find out a little bit more about. One about Janis Ian, called Breaking Silence, and then the other one, the John and Yoko movie, which was here at the Wisconsin Film Festival here in Madison last week or so. Can you mention a little bit about those movies, Kara?
Yeah. So if you're looking for music docs, our Sound Vision program is the place to go. Documentaries about, yes, Janis Ian, John and Yoko. Usually the name of the musical artist is in the title of these ones, so it's a good clue.
Yeah.
Whoever you like, our programmer for that program, Abby, really looks for kind of a breadth of musical genres so that every music fan has something to find. The Janis Ian film is a really special one. Everyone saw A Complete Unknown over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And this takes you back to that same place and introduces you to some of the people who maybe didn't get to be played by Timothée Chalamet. And also to hear from the real folks. Joan Baez is featured. We showed a Joan Baez doc last year. She's here again to talk about the impact that Janis Ian had, who's a little less known. You know her voice, but you might not know her name. And here you can spend a little bit more time learning her story and learning about her impact.
Yeah, Janis Ian's Society's Child was a breakthrough song.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. And Leonard Bernstein had it in a documentary form that he put out. It was about rock and roll music and how it was changing the way America thinks. It was part of a movement in America. It was a great documentary. I don't know if we can find that anymore. Maybe it's on YouTube someplace, but it was fantastic. And it featured a live version mm-hmm. of Society's Child and truly an amazing song at the time.
A couple more minutes here, Kara. Tell us, for folks who want to go to the festival, a little bit more about how they can get tickets and where they can go for more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, first you're supposed to text the word beer so that you can receive those two free tickets.
There you go.
If you don't get two free tickets, you can go to our website, mkefilm.org. right on the homepage. Click right in. You look for the birds. It's spring. The birds are coming. The grass is getting spread. We're going to try and take them to the movie theater so they don't eat your grass seed there. But click in through there. Explore the films. Tickets are on sale now. They went on sale to the public. Individual tickets yesterday. And if you're watching 2 weeks of movies, we still do have passes, all access passes on sale for you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And again, the film or the website is mkefilm.org. Correct, Kara?
Yep, correct. Good job.
Very
good.
All right.
Very good.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you being with us.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Very good. That's Kara Ogburn from Milwaukee Film Festival.
Yeah.
Sam, did we pick a winner yet?
We did. Let me get her name back here. Okay. Monica in Mount Horeb is getting the tickets today.
All right.
Congrats to Monica.
Very good. We will be back to wrap things up on John and Gordy in the Morning right here at WMDX. Stay with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
WMDX is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WMDXradio.com, for details.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, 92.7. It's John and Gordon in the Morning, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street.
It is 7:52, beautiful sunshine peeking through some of the early morning clouds. We might get some rain later and highs in the 60s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, and go to verlo.com for more information.
All right, let's talk to the president and editor of the Isthmus. Judy Davidoff is with us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Judy.
I'm good.
Great.
Good morning,
you know,
to you.
I was watching Rachel Maddow last night, and she talked about the protests going on across the nation. Colleges getting together, and they're trying to fight the Trump administration. And they had a little screen capture that they featured on Maddow's show, and it had Isthmus, and it had the announcement that there's going to be a protest at the Library Mall. And I looked on your site. I couldn't find it. I don't know how they got that, but it was probably the
calendar listing.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
It was kind of interesting, but they featured it right there on national television.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Yep.
Yeah, and Judy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and one of the things that jumped out at me at the current issue of Isthmus is, of course, the photograph right on the front page there. Great picture of a dog with looking at his reflection. It's just one of those pictures that really jumps out at you.
Yeah.
Who took that
photo? Well,
that's
Clinton Fowler. He's a local photographer.
Yes.
And it's for him really kind of a side gig. He considers it a hobby, but he goes out most mornings and I think early evenings too. You would see him around the Arboretum, Lake Wingra, and he's a wonderful photographer. He has a large following on Instagram, so we were really happy that we got one of the photos from him.
Ken Fowler, okay.
Kenton Fowler.
Kenton, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. You know, when I open up the issue, I always go to your opinion page because you really have some good topics on here. And you're also kind of focusing on the American distrust of media.
Right.
And we know, of course, that, you know, this is a Trump thing. This is a MAGA thing. They have beat this to death since 2016 at least.
Fake news.
Yes. Trying to portray the media as fake. And their stuff that's now taking off, and people are watching that now just to see and compare, but not really. You know, it's more or less propaganda at this point. But what is your feeling of what you're saying in the editorial?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, I feel that it's all that it's very unfortunate. I mean, it's not like media makes no errors, and it's not like you know, there can't be improvement in many ways. But at least through polling, it shows that there is this general mistrust. When people talk about the media, they're usually talking about the national media.
Yes.
What I write about is that, you know, at least the good news for those of us in local news is that when you ask specifically about your local news organization, the trust really does go way up. People do believe in the quality of what they're reading, and there's a connection. And in particular, people who are connected to their community are connected to their local news outlets, which I thought was pretty interesting, too.
It's encouraging, yes. Yeah.
Well, that is encouraging.
And talk about, Judy, talk about these community newsrooms, the series.
Yeah. Well, you know, along just kind of developing that idea of the trust factor more, you know, we're all always trying to figure out how to better reach our readers, our supporters, provide the news that they want, provide the content they want. And how do you do that? You know, you can do some surveys, but we also just thought that at least, and especially in this moment, you know, this moment of extreme change, disruption, concern, anxiety, stress. Let's meet with the people who, you know, are connected with Isthmus or, you know, could be more connected with Isthmus and see what's on their minds, you know, just almost in general, but also what they would like to see covered, you know, what their concerns are, and just get out in the community a little bit more.
Yeah.
Judy, also,
so we organized this meeting, and it was at Goodman Library. It was evening, and we had just great discussions about everything. It was really kind of a roundtable.
Are you going to do more of those?
We are. We're planning. We're hoping the next one's going to be in June. We're thinking, since this is on the south side, we might go east, probably looking at another library. And, we just talked about it actually at our board meeting last night and hope to get that organizing in place so we can tell people about it soon.
Yeah.
We just got a minute or so left. One thing I wanted to point out, you have the essay on the back page there, Life in Transit is the title of it, and it's by Dan Kane. I thought this was a great essay by him, and really a life-changing experience that he explains. Can you mention a little bit more about that or talk about
Yes. that? Yes. Yeah. So actually, Dan is on our board.
Yeah.
That's how I met him. And in fact, I asked him a little bit more about his writing last night. And he said he's been driving an Uber off and on, off and on, I believe, for about 10 years since he came back from Miami. He is not much of a sleeper.
Right.
And so
it's a great essay. Yeah.
He does a couple of hours of writing a night, and then he goes out and drives, and he just really loves the interaction with people.
That's Judy, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, we've got to move on here, but thank you for being with us. Stephanie Miller's next.
Thank you so much. Right. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also, the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return two deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.